important in HCI is that you have a task analysis where you create a hierarchy of tasks and subtasks. You also want to understand what are occasional tasks and have a clear focus on what are the most common ones so that those are really well supported. You also, one of the challenges that you need to make sure that there's complete functionality, that there's enough of the functions that are required so that you can successfully use the product, because otherwise users might reject it or underutilize it. And so that's a balancing act, how much functionality you need to have in order to be complete enough. In terms of implementation, key concepts, and that also Schneiderman advocates, is standardization. You want to build on existing industry standards. You have to be mindful that you can integrate it with different software tools. You want to be consistent and compatible across different versions and usage contexts, and be portable across multiple software and hardware platforms, which can be quite daunting if you have to be able to develop for both the Windows and Mac system, or, for example, you have to have different versions of Word that have to be backwards compatible and so on. Now, one of the key sort of concepts in HCI is that you create design alternatives and then you evaluate them and compare them.